Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are in the middle of Perek Zayin up to Mishnah Tes. Mishnah continues talking about Tumah with regard to the Korban Pesach, and says, HaPesach sheYotza, the Korban Pesach that was taken outside of the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, it's not allowed to be eaten outside of the city of Yerushalayim. It becomes pasul. Oshenitma, or became Tame. And over here we're talking about the Korban Pesach itself. Yisarif Ma'at, the Miyat, it should be burnt right away. And what the Mishnah is telling us is that because it became pasul right away, you should not wait until the morning for it to become Noser. You can burn it right away. Especially since waiting till the next day would mean that it's Yom Tov, and as we'll see, you're not allowed to burn Noser on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So therefore, immediately upon it becoming Tomei or Pasul, because it was taken outside of the walls of the city, it should be burned right away. What if, however, the Tumah did not happen in the animal itself, in the guf of the animal, but outside of the animal? The Tumah happened either in the owner, or the owner died. Nitmo ha'ba'olim oshemesu. What if the owner of the Korban Pesach, the one who's bringing the Korban Pesach, became Tameh or died? So then the psul in the Korban is not in the Korban itself, but rather in something outside the Korban. In other words, the Baal. Tu'ubar tsurasai. Tu'ubar tsurasai means that it should be Tu'ubar tsurasai V'yisarif, Mishnah says. Basically, it should be disfigured and it should be burned B'shisha Asar on the 16th. Why on the 16th? Because you don't burn it right away, you wait for it to become Nosar, and since the 16th is when it becomes, the 15th is when it becomes Nosar, and it's Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to burn Nosar on Yom Tov, so you'd have to wait till the 16th, which is Chol HaMoed. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Afze Yisarif. Even in this instance, the case of Nitmu HaBolim or Shemesu, where the Baal became Tameh, where the Baal died, you do not postpone it, and you can burn it right away. Afze Yisarif Ma'at. Why? Lefish Ein La'ochlin. He says, the reason is because there's no one that can eat it. The balabas is not around, or the balabas is tame, and since the main purpose of the Korban Pesach is for achila, as we had mentioned earlier, so therefore there's no reason for it to be to wait to for it to become noser overnight, and then to delay burning it until after the first day of Pesach, and you can burn it right away. Lefish ein la'ochlin. The Bar Tanura explains, based on the Gemara, that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka does not completely disagree with the Tanakhama. He only disagrees in the case where the Baal either died or became Tamei before the actual spraying of the blood of the Korban. So if it happened in that instance where it happened before the spraying of the blood of the Korban, so that means the Korban never really became Roy Lachila, and it became like a, what he describes as a psul begufo, in the guf of the Korban, because it was not completed with the Baal being around or tahar. So in that instance only does he disagree with the Tanakhama and hold that it can be burned right away. If, however, the Baal died or became Tameh after the Zrikas Adam, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would agree with the Tanakhama that you should delay and not burn it until the 16th. Bar Tanur ends off by telling us that lehalacha, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but rather like the Tanakhama. Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Yud continues and basically, as we mentioned earlier, discusses the mitzvah sase of Noser. We know there's a mitzvah to burn Noser. It says, lo sasir mimena ad boker. You're not supposed to leave over the portions that are supposed to be eaten until the next day. And if in fact it is left over till the next day, then it says Be'esh Tisrofu, that you're supposed to burn it. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, there is an assay and a delos assay. The assay is that Shabbos Shabbos is supposed to be a day of rest, And therefore you're not supposed to do malacha. And there's also a lav of not doing malacha, of lo sasa, called malacha savoda lo sasa. And therefore, the mitzvah saseh of burning nosar is not docha, a mitzvah saseh and a lo sasa. And so therefore, should something become nosar on Yom Tov, it would not be docha Yom Tov, and surely it would not be docha Shabbos. That's basically what our Mishnah is coming to tell us. Mishnah says, ha'atzamos, the bones, v'hagidin, and the tendons, v'hanoser, and noser, yisarfu b'shisha asar, would need to be burned on the 16th. Chol shisha asar liyos b'shabbos, not on the 15th, because 15th is Yom Tov, and burning of noser is not docha Yom Tov. Chol shisha asar liyos b'shabbos, what if the 16th turned out to be Shabbos? So then, yisarfu b'shiva asar, then you would have to postpone the burning of the noser, or the atzamos, or the gidin, until the 17th. Why? As we said, v'fishein dochin, because the burning, the mitzvah saseh of burning nosar, is not docha lo es Shabbos, lo es Yom Tov. It's not docha, not Shabbos, and not Yom Tov. With this we end Mishnah Yud, and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Yud Aleph.